Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America. This is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese, Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome to it. It is Old School, 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Austin Orman here, Jay Foreman handling some Husker business, which means back in the saddle again, the boss man, DP. Welcome back, sir. How are you?
Buckle up. Buckle up. It's been a minute.
How was your time away?
My time away was, it was family in several different factions. To go see, to help take care of my sister and my daughter, to see my grandson, and then to hang out with the paternal side of my family, which is, for folks who know the story, that's a new-ish sort of relationship. And there was a birthday party, and all of my brothers from that side, from my father's side, were there, nieces, nephews, cousins, led by the way. I mean, just to tell you how fantastic this is before we get into the particulars, that imagine finding out that, you know, you finally find out who your father is, and then you find out that he had a family, right? But then that the matriarch of that family was still alive when her children found out they had a sibling. And it could have gone horribly, horribly wrong, right? But this angel of a woman absolutely opened her arms to me and welcomed me in. She literally said, "Welcome home, babe." and then Saturday, she's now 91 years old.
Woo!
And she led, that side of my family are very spiritual, church-based folks. These are all gospel singers and the like. And she got up and sang, led two hymns. And I mean to tell you, she sang. S-A-N-G, she sang. 91 years old. An exceptional room. So heart fulfilled in that way. You know, it appears I'll be spending some more time back there just to go back and forth to make sure everything's okay. Spend time with folks. And then I watched two horrible performances by the Commanders and the Colts. So yeah, those were not pretty performances by either of our NFL teams.
No,
but at least the Huskers didn't take a loss. So.
Indeed, they did not. The Husker volleyball took care of business as they do, and we will get into the NFL aspect of things coming up in hour number three of the show. Lots to get to from a busy NFL weekend. You guys are also wanting to know the next Cash Blitz keyword. That's right, we're back with another week of words. So get ready, text the upcoming word to 508-777-1000, or you can head to theticketfm.com and click on Cash Blitz to enter this upcoming keyword. The keyword for today is cost, C-O-S-T, as in A.D. Mitchell cost the Colts the game, C-O-S-T. Again,
did you send the message?
you know, I probably should. 508-777-1000 is the word cost, C-O-S-T. Your chance to win $1,000. They'll be given away tomorrow around noon. 402-464-5685. You want to be a part of the show, what we're doing here. Cubsker, yes, all does seem to be well. It's another week. It's another game week here in Lincoln. Hope you had a good weekend as always. Plenty to get to in football, DP, but I do want to talk some baseball.
Let's get it.
Playoffs are set. But before we even get into that, I got to bring this your way. Cubs-Cardinals, final regular season series, really nothing on the line for both teams. Cubs were locked into the 4-5 matchup against the Padres. Cardinals had already been eliminated from playoff contention. Cubs player Michael Busch is having himself a day. Homer, triple, and a double when he comes to bat in the eighth inning. The only thing I didn't mention there is a single. Michael Busch is a single away from the cycle in a game that the Cubs lead 7-3 in the eighth inning. And the Cardinals decide to intentionally walk him. And now, of course, in baseball, it's not like you throw the four pitches. So if you leave one over the plate on accident, the guy can swing and accidentally hit a single. No. The Cardinals said, you are not getting a cycle on us, not on the last day of the regular season, not even going to give you a shot at it. And that, to me, is a little Busch League, but entirely what rivalries are all about.
Yeah, there's a thing that Sonny Jurgensen used to say it about always, no matter what the situation or circumstance, play the game. And that crosses every boundary and every border, right? Simply play the game. And the thing about baseball is that you can't just run out the clock. You have to play the game. Football would, no matter what situation, circumstance, still play the game. And you can, there are ways to play the game and still be respectful
and responsible and give yourself the best chance to win.
But play the game. And I understand the rivalry aspect of it. And if that's who you are, quite frankly, you deserve everything that comes to you. Follow it, right? If that's who you are, if you make that decision, you are inviting the baseball gods into your world in a negative way.
Unless, of course, you're the Cardinals and you know you think you're this big upstanding franchise and you're God's gift to the state of Missouri and beyond. And you said, you know what? Baseball gods weren't on our side already this year. So just for one last laugh, we're going to do this, laugh in their face, and we'll be back next year. Either way, extremely arrogant.
I cannot wait until next year, right? That's a thing, right? That you have to be careful about that sort of thing. The same thing, but yeah, like I said, for me, it falls in line with you know, the beaning of players, and you know, they're things you can call it. There's several different things you can call it. You can call it Busch League. You can call it petty. You can call it, but none of it's professional. None of it's professional.
I agree.
Right. So, and you know, I understand the statement, but the real thing, I don't know if I'm trying to build, if my foundation is built on playing the game the right way, I get them out. How about that? How about doing what your paid professionals, best in the world, do, which is get people out.
Just throw unhittable strikes.
Just, I don't know.
Locate a fastball.
I don't know. It just seems to me like we get too petty because of the rivalry and all that nonsense. But, you know, it's the same thing with play the game, man. Just, you have the honor of playing the game. You have the privilege of playing the game. There are 99% of the human population that would love the opportunity to play that game in that situation, circumstance.
I mean, even 99% of just the baseball playing population, let alone 99% of the world's population.
Well, you didn't have a rookie on the bench, somebody up from the minors who could use that one rep, right?
Could have thrown a batter.
Right. Go out there. Go out there. And you know what? It might have been your first. It might have been your last. It might have been, right? Because there's somebody on the bullpen who this is their last game with them, right? There's somebody who it's one of their first games with them. Maybe you put them in a situation to see. Maybe this kid has marbles and he gets out there and he throws three dots and away you go, right? You could celebrate. You could literally leave on celebrating that, right? Even in a loss, you can celebrate the fact that, you know what? Attaboy. Attaboy. There's no attaboy in that.
No.
There's no attaboy in it. So, yeah, I mean, I don't want to get on the pedestal, but good heavens, man, I get on the soapbox, but geez. Like, what would you, if, Austin, if it's you, don't you charge the mound?
You know, I don't know what I would do.
I would swing and oops, like throw the bat. I wouldn't, but I would certainly understand if they did. Like too much. We do too much. Just play the game.
Bach and I were having this conversation last week, and I think it was Tommy who said, Austin strikes me as the quiet guy that you don't necessarily want to mess with. So I think Tommy thinks I would charge the mound. I would like to think I could just shrug it off. But if you're the Cubs, what's the professional response? Just point up to the scoreboard, point up the little X by your name, the E by their name in the newspaper, that because you're in the playoffs and they're not.
Yeah, you. I mean, it's all of that, right? That you won. You won the season. You won the series because you get to keep playing. Mm-hmm. You've had a better year than everybody on that team. So just keep it moving. But we don't do that. We don't teach that. We don't coach that. You know, if we saw it in Little League, we would really coach? Bro.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bro. Woody, really, man? That's what we're doing? So that's where I stand with it. It seemed like a bit much.
Phil says, as a Cubs fan, I don't really care that they walked because the Cubs swept them in a series in a game that didn't even matter. So peep the scoreboard, clowns. I just don't need to hear about how St. Louis is a class organization when they're as petty and low rent as anyone else. Every franchise has its highs. Every franchise has its lows. It's how you handle them. It's really how you handle them.
I'm not sure that everybody would do that, though. Right? They may do other things, right? They may take an extra pill, a caffeine pill. You know, they may put a little extra strength pine tar on the rag. You know, there may be a little rosin behind the ear. I'm not sure. I just think that I understand chasing the advantage, but still play the game. Play the game. There's nothing. Listen, if you play the game honorably and it doesn't go your way, there's honor in playing it honorably. There's no honor in, no matter how you, if you're winning or not, you're just being a jerk.
Yeah.
Like that. That's the whole reason. Like, you know, that's, we would ask that thing in actors class. What's my motivation? what am I being moved by? Pettiness, Steve. Pettiness is what's moving you. Calm down and play the game.
So I don't think we've had this conversation in terms of unwritten rules of baseball.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Are you a fan of the unwritten rules of sports? Do you think we need to actually legitimately codify these? And the one that comes to mind for me first and foremost, are you team bunting to break up a no-hitter is okay, or you're getting the next one eyeball high?
I'm just going to say it again. Play the game. Play the game. If your statement is, we bunt, that's who we are. We're the Boston Bunters. This is what we do, right? This is what we do. You're going to get about 21 of them in a course of a game. And I've had teams where that was like, we would bunt in a variety of situations, but it was an attack. It wasn't passive aggressive. Please don't no hit me. Please don't perfect game me. Mm-hmm. So the bunt, play the game. If you can bunt and get a base hit, bunt and get a base hit. Mm-hmm. Like, you're doing the thing. You're there to get on base. Get on base. Now, there's more honor in swinging the bat, right? We've set that thing in play. But you don't devalue Ricky Henderson's bunt base hits.
Based on when it happens.
No, game situation. Yeah. I mean, you know, in some cases, that's a triple. Like, that's a triple. Hey, Ricky going to bunt and be on third.
Ricky's going to tell you about Ricky being on third.
Ricky going to tell you. Ricky going to bunt. It's time to catch it. Ricky going to bunt, and then Ricky going to be on third. And that, like, but I, as long as it is playing the game forward and in full, just don't devalue the game. Any value of the game that you can devalue, don't do that. Like, whatever that thing is. And then, look, baseball has a bunch of unwritten rules. As the conversations have been, it's silly, right? They tell you don't steal bases 3-0. What, your catcher can't throw? Does your pitcher not know I'm over here?
Say less. I'm gone.
Ricky gonna steal 3-0. I mean, you know, if you're up 9, do you steal? No, because in playing the game, you're allowing people to just compete in their thing, right? If you've got an advantage and you're in full, then it becomes let that batter work on what they're working on. Let that pitcher work on what they're on. Now,
I'm not team steal if you're up big, but I am still big on take the extra base. Like, I'm still going first to third on a single or scoring from second on.
I tend as a coach, I would go station to station. That's why we know what it means. Like, we know what it means.
Team's working on base running, so I got to be aggressive.
Well, here's the thing, that if you set it that you're giving the next player, usually somebody who doesn't get that many at-bats, if they're in on a blowout and you're at the point where you're going station to station, this may be the 12th at-bat or the 20th at-bat for that player. Mm-hmm. So why would you take that? Why would you – that's not necessary. It's just not necessary because, you know, people fall and get thrown out and never get thrown out at third, right?
There's a fantastic name for that. Toot Bland.
Yeah, you know.
Like, thrown out at third base like a nincompoop. Underutilized word, by the way.
Yeah, right? Right? Like, I think most of the rules of baseball, and I understand, I used to think I was a baseball traditionalist. I used to think I was a by the book, but then I coached too many coaches in Virginia and Texas who claimed that in a way that left me oogie, feeling oogie.
left you wanting to call them nincompoops, maybe?
Oh, ooh. Like, it was like you made faces at some of the things that were said. So then you go, okay. Then I become, you know, I forget who the dad was in Bad News Bears, but became let them play guy, right? Like, let them play the game, dude.
Team, it ain't that deep after all.
Right. Like, come on, man. Let the kids play. And so I think level matters. Mm-hmm. I think the level of this on the professional level, you have to honor your brand and the game. Protect the brand. Mm-hmm. Protect the logo. NFL tells you protect the logo at all costs. Mm-hmm. NBA will tell you protect the logo at all costs. Major League Baseball, whatever the logo is, protect it at all costs.
Scott in Minnesota, Starter Hema Jewelers text line. Why does one grown man have to hit another grown man with the small round ball to settle a dispute? I find that to be silliness.
Preach. Preach. Tabernacle. Church, tabernacle. Scott in Minnesota, yes, sir. I never understood. As a coach, I've never asked a player to throw a baseball at another player. Play the game. Get them out. Like, if you anger me, I need to get you out. Mm-hmm. Right? Work on the thing that you're gonna work on. Right?
And don't give up a free base.
Well, I mean, at what point is you're saying, okay, it wasn't that important after all? Mm-hmm. The thing that got you upset wasn't that important after all, because you're immediately gonna do a thing that you train hour upon hour upon hour, pitch after pitch, to not put the runner on base. And so then you decide, hey, freebie. Because I'm a child. Because
I'm upset.
Yeah, I'm going to throw a tantrum and do that. But I'm the same way, and it upsets people. I'm that way at hockey games. I don't think the gloves need to drop.
Hockey's just so different though, because that's just in the culture of the sport that it's just not going away. You know, there's just something about hockey that makes people want to drop their gloves, or even if they don't want to fight, it just feels like, yeah, I guess we got to do this now.
But if I said that about the NBA, folks would not certainly be as accepting.
Right, right.
Hey, it's in the culture.
Well, maybe it's the Eastern European of it all. I don't know.
It's in the culture that, hey, man, we just throw, hey, let's have malice in all the palaces. Let's just, you know why? Because you need to settle this. You need to settle this. Play the game. The game will tell you whether you're right or wrong. The game will tell you whether you need to get better or not. I don't understand it.
What about the actual fisticuffs in baseball?
No.
Like the Norm Ryan, Robin Ventura.
Why?
I agree with you. I don't think it's necessary. We've also had some iconic moments, though.
They're opponents and competitors. They are not villains and heroes. Mm-hmm. First of all, when is it a good idea to charge Nolan Ryan, who could throw a 100-mile-an-hour fastball at your beam?
Hasn't happened yet.
Right. Like, oh, this dude was out back with cattle, and you want to run towards him, Robin?
Robin, don't venture over there.
Robin? Robin, no. Like, Don Zimmer, run, man. Run, dude. Just no. That's not for you.
It's not for you, but we have had some iconic just pictures in baseball over the last 10 years. I think about Rougned Odor and Jose Bautista. The spring after Joey Bats does the bat flip, and then he slides into second base, Odor takes offense. I think about Jose Ramirez ending Tim Anderson's career. He was never the same after that. And I think about Amir Garrett, just wanting to fight all the Pirates. I'm not saying this right.
Just made the point that somebody's livelihood was ended because you didn't like the way the game was being played.
Well, it's just because Tim Anderson got bad. He didn't get hurt.
Well, we've had the body slams. We've had pitchers go sprinting to center field to avoid, you know, and quite frankly, I think it balances the game that if you only have your skill set, they always tell you in the UFC, control your weapons, control your weapons. Right. Don't throw the elbow if it's not appropriate. Don't throw the knee if it's not appropriate. If somebody's down, don't control your weapons. There's no my bad in the UFC. You control your weapons. You are responsible for your weapons. If you're a pitcher, if you're a professional pitcher paid millions of dollars often to throw a baseball, you have control. You better. Or somebody made a really bad. There's a liability within the league that says you put somebody out there with a weapon who couldn't control it. I'm going to sue for free hot dogs for an eternity, man. Like, what are you doing? And as a batter, you control your weapon. You know what? I don't like where you threw that fastball. The next hittable fastball, I have a job to do, and I should be trained to do so. Mm-hmm. Right? That's the thing. I've been around baseball at every level, and never once have I been at practice where we practice charging the mound.
Well, they do that in hockey to bring this full circle.
But here's the thing. It is the one thing. Yeah, it's the one thing that I would say that I would change about hockey. But I know the hockey purists will say, well, I love the fights. Same thing about NASCAR. I love the wrecks. No.
That's pretty dangerous, people.
No, that's kind of the opposite of being the best driver of the world.
Is crashing.
Crashing and killing the race, right? Game's over. Race is over.
This guy got mad. Johnny cut someone off.
Johnny hit Timmy. Race is over. Everybody go home. No.
See you next week in Kansas.
Right? Like I don't understand. I know. I'm simple. Like I will take full ownership of, man, grow up, DP. Yep. Yep. Grow up. Cause I need for professionals, highly paid, highly trained professionals to play the game better than anybody else. Mm-hmm. Right. And quite frankly, you asked the question, we would ask the question to players. If your little brother saw you, would you be proud of it? Would you be proud of it? Like if my son saw you and you know how I am, would you be proud of your actions on this baseball field, basketball field, football field, whatever it is? If your behavior isn't good, then I would say it for parties afterwards. It's Friday night high school football. Hey, man, don't do nothing in the postgame celebration that you wouldn't do if coach was standing there. Because one of these nights I will be. And you know how that's gonna go.
Not as well as if I'm not.
Yeah, amen. Amen.
Ben says settle the dispute like Albert Bell. I also remember Derek Lee versus AJ Pierzynski and Kyle Farnsworth meeting that one dude from the Reds. The other one kind of crosses paths into your world, DP. Hunter Strickland versus Bryce Harper, and Bryce got lucky that helmet went sideways. Otherwise, oof.
Here's the thing. Bryce, sir. You're baseball's matinee idol. You're the boy toy.
Yeah.
Like, if there was a boy band in Major League Baseball, it would start with Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
In every faction, it would start with Bryce freaking Harper. Right? So you've got the hot wife, and you've got more money than you can count, and you hit bombs, and you could pitch. You could be a starting pitcher if you so desire. Like, I keep waiting for that announcement that Bryce Harper has gone full Ohtani, and he's going to get out there and throw beads at people just because. Why are you fighting? You're not a fighter, bro. You're not a fighter.
You don't pretend to be about that life. Hit a homer next time, Bryce. It's okay.
Like, that's the move. Hit a moon ball. Hit a ball off the facade. Pull a natural and break the lights with the next fastball. Mm-hmm. There's nothing sound or solid about Bryce Harper charging another baseball player.
No.
It's just not. That's just me.
We'll go to break. When we get back, let's take a look at the playoff picture. Who's in, who missed out, and more in the MLB playoffs when we get back to Old School.
Back to Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Rolling right along on Old School, off Norman, Derek Pearson with you. We with you till 6. This is Old School, brought to you by the Mercado by Certified Piedmont. Use special ingredients and butcher shop with 3 Lincoln locations and 1 in Omaha. Saw the old CP Mercado truck rolling through the streets of downtown Lincoln earlier today. They got their website plastered right on the side of the vehicle, themercadobutcher.com. Check out the selection. Get ready for Fired Up Thursday and Friday. All there, themercadobutcher.com.
We need somebody to make a run for us.
We ain't hard to find. They ain't hard to find.
Right?
We need somebody to make a run.
Please do the right thing.
You know who won't be making a run in the postseason, DP?
Soto.
The most expensive roster in baseball history. The New York Mets owned baseball's best record at 45-24, and the collapse is complete. They will miss the playoffs. Is that better or worse than the Cleveland Tigers blowing a divisional era record 15.5 game lead in the division in July to lose out on the division to the Cleveland Guardians?
So collapses go so deep into the psychology of sports. And we never talk about collapses in football. We never talk. I can't name a collapse in basketball. I'm sure there are. I'm sure there are. Mm-hmm. Like somebody that led, you know,
a 2-game lead with 5 games to go.
That's really not profound, right? That's a bad losing streak.
Sure.
Right? Football, if you have the lead and then I remember Washington started. I want to say they started 7-0 and they finished like 8-8, mm-hmm. which set that town on fire. But yeah, that's a collapse to go from undefeated to not making the playoffs. Not making the playoffs. But I don't know that any other sport has a collapse like baseball.
Right.
Like that time expanding where there's weeks of just self-torture.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
and anything you try doesn't get you out of the depths.
It is quicksand. It's quicksand. Mm-hmm. You go, the harder you fight to get out, the deeper it's going to pull you under.
But if you don't fight, you're still going under.
You're still going under, right? If you do nothing, you're going under. If you do everything, you're going under. There's hope for a rail underground. Like find that, like it's like Blazing Saddles. Put your foot on a rail. Find a rail, bro. But I don't know. The Mets. I'm more upset that the Mets took away a Mets Dodgers wild card. That's what I wanted. That's what I wanted. There was zero part of me. Well, there's only 2% of me. 2% of me remembers the big red machine versus the Dodger grids. Mm-hmm. Like I remember the Pete Rose, Joe Morgan, Tony Perez, Johnny Bench versus Steve Garvey, Ron Say, mm-hmm. Reds, Dodgers. This ain't it. This ain't it. This is not it. So we're going to be forced to watch. We know 2 players on the Reds. I think.
Ellie De La Cruz, Hunter Green.
Yeah. Like, and then it's a reach.
Brady Singer. He just got traded there.
Right. But it's like, it's a reach, right? Like, mm-hmm. I don't even know what their 1-8 is. Right. But for the Guardians and Tigers, they battled each other so often,
mm-hmm.
and thank God they did for the Tigers, because otherwise the Guardians would have ran away with it. They just would have left them. Didn't the Tigers win like 5 of the last 6 against them?
Cleveland pulled it off in the end because they won that head-to-head series before.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out how.
It's just funny to see in one of those reversals in baseball, too, because last year the Tigers were the talk. They had the lava hot August and September to reach the playoffs.
Yeah.
And then they got one up by Cleveland Devil Magic, WD-40, some duct tape, and Jose Ramirez being a top 5 player in the AL.
Yeah. Okay. So let's say they're playing a Royals World Series replay, any Royals replay of them winning. Mm-hmm. And then there's Guardians Tigers Live. What are you watching?
Oh, Royals replay. Always. Right? Oh, always.
Right. Like, yeah. I don't know. I am grateful for the fact that they scheduled the games as they did. Because, listen, if you're Cleveland or Detroit and they just tell you, you're the matinee.
you understand, right? You get it.
You're the matinee. you're the prelim card for a major league wild card. That's crazy. And then, mind you, for all of that, it's still better than Cubs Padres. Listen to me. Again, I'll give you a what for. If you took this live wild card series and put it directly opposed to the 1984 NL championship series between the Padres and Cubs with Steve Garvey and Tony Gwynn and Ryan Sandberg, I'm watching the replays. Every single replay. I'm watching every single one. I need to see the San Diego Chicken. I need to see Goose Gossage. I need to see young Jerry Curl Lee Smith. I am way more connected. Give me Bull Durham. Give me Leon Bull Durham. I will take all of it over. And I love watching the Padres finesse. Like, Nando is finesse. I love watching the Padres. But
So let's just go through these series just kind of by the storyline.
Yes.
Cubs battled Milwaukee till the end. Brewers clinched a little early. Kyle Tucker's got free agency on the horizon after being out, after being injured, after being ineffective. Huge postseason for his free agency dollars. AJ Preller for the Padres continues to go all in. Has not yet paid it off with even a World Series appearance, let alone a World Series win. The Dodgers just got done with a historic month of September, the lowest batting average against in any single month of September in baseball history, but their bullpen's bad. Their offense is insane, as always. And then the Reds DP, I got this from OptiStats on Twitter. The Cincinnati Reds are the first team in Major League Baseball history to have no qualifying batter hit with a 270 batting average or better, no batter hit 25 home runs, no pitcher win 15 games, and no pitcher notch 200 strikeouts in a non-shortened season and still make the playoffs.
Oh, good
heavens. And they beat the Mets to the playoffs because of how agonizingly bad the Mets were for 3.5 months.
The Mets
had the same record or a worse record than the White Sox.
Like,
from July on.
At least it wasn't the Rockies. Like, they weren't Rockies bad.
Oh, the Rockies have the worst run differential in baseball history for a team that's played since 1900 on. The Rockies won 43 games and got outscored by 424 runs this year.
Can I ask the question then? Is the game better or worse than it was 10 years ago?
Oh, man. That's a loaded question.
Text line, is the game better now than in 2015?
I have to say no, because 2015 was an incredible year for you, boy.
2016.
Slightly less incredible year for your boy. But these things happen.
Right. The last 10 years, the evolution of the game, right? Because somebody asked me this in D.C. about college football. And they asked me, was it better 10 years ago? And I'm like, I don't know, because I saw the full movie 10 years ago. I don't know how this one ends. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know how it ends. I know how 2015 ended.
There's some things that you can say are objectively better or worse, but I think some of it's in the eye of the beholder. And that's so much of the conversation, whether you talk about baseball, basketball, football at any level. Some of it, you know, it is better and or worse, but some of it's different and it's still shifting, right? There have been periods of calm in sports where you know what you're getting, you know what you can depend on. We're in a really turbulent period of sports right now. There's just so much change going on across sports at every level that some changes are good, some are bad. It's a full mixed bag.
Doesn't it appear that there's nobody in charge of any sport at any level?
Not just sports.
there's nobody in charge. There are no grownups in the room. It is literally a free, it is like a cash machine. Grab what you can, use mm-hmm. what you can, and get on out of there. Like I what I would like, right? Is some consistency. We're never the idea. We're never going to have Tony Gwynn stay in an organ. Ryan Sandberg. We're not going to have those things anymore.
We got Salvi Perez.
We're not going to. I mean, but here's the thing. Even as a Royals fan, don't you kind of want Salvi to go somewhere where he can do some work?
Oh, he did work. He did some work.
Okay.
But what we need for Salvi is for him to say, you know what? I'm better playing 4 days a week than seven. I'm going to be 35.
Do that for your boy.
That's what I'm saying.
Why wouldn't you? That's why you leave.
Well, no. You do it because Salvi has made his entire thing playing every day. I mean, they've attempted to broach this conversation with him before and not gone anywhere. This is the offseason. They got to say, Salvi, this is how we make you better. For longer. It's not you playing every day. It's you being available if we need you, but work with us, start the transition to the future. They did almost trade him in 2023.
Like it's Manny Machado and just watching and going, I understand. Because he could have been, think about it, he was never going to be Cal Ripken.
No. Never be Brooks.
He was never going to be Brooks Robinson. And to go to a place, now, mind you, he went to a place where there's a high standard in Craig Nettles. Mm-hmm. They had another third baseman, kind of an anchor guy, who was good. But Manny could be the GOAT in that organization. Mm-hmm. So I understood it. Pujols leaving the Angels. Yeah. I mean, going to the Angels.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, don't do that. Don't like to think that Skeens is literally on a rolling escalator towards his departure from Pittsburgh. No matter what happens, mm-hmm. That young man will not spend his entire career
in Pittsburgh.
There's no chance. I love the fact that Mike Trout stayed, but I also am sad. I'm sad because we don't know what World Series Mike Trout looks like. We'd like to know.
Do you know how many games Mike Trout has played in the postseason in his life?
It's like three.
It is three.
Three.
Do you know who those three games came against?
Yankees?
It was not the Yankees.
Royals?
2014. The number one seed Angels got swept out of the playoffs in three games by the 2014 Royals.
I just think it's that thing, right? Yeah, Alex Gordon falls in line. I just think that we're missing some of the texture mm-hmm. and fiber of sports mm-hmm. because we don't have. I mean, come on, we would like the idea. You ready for this? I'm really gonna put salt in people's soup, right? I'm gonna put salt in people's Kool-Aid.
Better than other things we've put in their soup and Kool-Aid recently on Old School. So yeah, we'll settle for salt.
Yeah, but you are correct. But wouldn't it be wonderful to dream of an era where Dylan Raiola played 4 years at the University of Nebraska? Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be grand? And we can't even dream of it.
No.
Isn't that just remarkable?
It's wild. It's wild. Also wild, the fact that we went two whole segments without mentioning we get Yankees Red Sox in the first round as well in the 4-5.
Oh, we'll get to it.
It's incredible. We got one more segment for hour one, then plenty of football on tap for hours two and three. This is Old School. He's DP. I'm Austin on the ticket.
Back to Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Wrapping up hour one of Old School, Austin Orman, DP with you. Everybody's favorite question is, what's for dinner? The easy answer is Grotta Bar and Lounge, located in the Clock Tower Shopping Center at 70th and A. Grotta Bar and Lounge features a menu full of delicious options ranging from unique menu items like the peanut butter burger or their wizard pastrami sandwich to your more traditional items like a mushroom burger or French dip. They also have daily specials and incredible drink options. Visit Grotta Bar and Lounge today at 70th and A. Here's your chance to win $50 to Grotta. Highly recommend. Go there with my family about once a month. Really appreciate the kind folks down there. Even have brunch. Yeah, Bar and Lounge serving up brunch right before the NFL games start kicking off. Here's the trivia question for you. How many home runs did Shohei Ohtani hit in the regular season? How many home runs did Shohei Ohtani
hit? I had to catch myself. I almost like yelled it.
Thank you for not yelling it.
I deal with Hossa Breezy far too often, and we literally had this conversation this week.
Again, we were testing to see if people are listening. Yeah, so, texter number 5 with the right answer will win the $50 to Grotta. I do want to jump off on this real quick, DP. Mm-hmm. You brought up the Mike Trout thing. If the Royals wanted to trade for him, would not be opposed to trading for him and sticking him in a corner. But John and Cortland brought up the Roberto Clemente plane accident. And just there's so many people in baseball, in every sport, really, that didn't get a ring. And it's the one team, guys, that you really end up feeling the worst for, right? Obviously, Clemente and everything that happened even earlier this year with Pittsburgh putting the seltzer advertisement over his number 21 patch out there in right field. Just a horribly run organization. But Mike Trout passes 400 home runs not that long ago. Man, that's a guy that I thought was on track to be a top three center fielder of all time. Still might get there by the end of his career, but it's going to be tough without a ring and just with how much time he's missed due to injuries.
I don't think his Hall of Fame career is going to take a hit because
he's still a Hall of Famer, but he's from Hall of Famer to inner circle.
Being in that conversation of the best center fielders, the difference between Mays, Mantle, Griffey, and then, right? Yeah. And he's the in the and then great, but not the best. Even though, I mean, he put up numbers. I'm a fan of his because of the way he played. He changed his body. He's a bit of a tank now. Mm-hmm. And I think that has something to do with the wear and tear on his body. But there are players who fall into that space of you just did too much with your body. We were just talking about it. Take some days off, bro. You don't have to be Superman every day, but he literally had to be Superman every day for that franchise. Mm-hmm. Like the Angels didn't do that for him,
right?
You know, they tried late in the game to go and get Rendon and, you know, Pujols and company. And
Anthony is Rendon with baseball right now.
Yeah, I mean, I can tell you with Washington, he was one of my favorite players just because he didn't care.
Oh, and kind of under the radar for a while.
Like it was the thing mm-hmm. that like he didn't care. Mm-hmm. And still maybe the gate, but maybe top five baseball Afros. Rendon low key.
Okay.
He popped it out. Okay. One day he popped it out. Everybody went, excuse me, sir. We did not know your game. We did not.
I apologize. I was unfamiliar.
I was not familiar with your excellence, sir. So yeah, those are the people. Baseball has a lot of players. Mm-hmm. I used to think that about Rod Carew. Mm-hmm. Because before Gwynn, before Wade Boggs, right? And there was a progression. But watching Rod Carew's smoothness at home plate, it was a vibe, man. That dude was mm-hmm. a jazz player, man. He mm-hmm. was a jazz player, you know, and a guy that moved from second base to first base and did it, you know, just because. And, you know, he was in Minnesota, and then they said, nope, let's send him to, you know, California.
Minnesota also said nope to Rocco Baldelli today. He's out as manager.
Oh boy. Oh. Yeah, I didn't understand what was going on in the Twin Cities until Carlos Correa got out. And then he just couldn't wait. Right. He just couldn't wait to unload the barrel.
Well, the Pollards were gonna sell, and they said, just kidding. We know you hate us, but we're sticking around.
Because it's good business.
It's great business.
It's good business. And a great, business. Great park. Mm-hmm. Great park. Sitting downtown. Great mm-hmm. design.
Went this summer. Nice place.
Great design. Went there. You know, saw the Huskers play there. in that Invitational. And then, of course, you spent a week there watching. Matter of fact, I think I saw the Royals there as well. So you get to kind of pay attention to that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. You wish, I don't know. Minnesota stole a title. So, you know, the baseball gods kind of don't forget that they, well, actually, they stole two. So if you talk about that, that sometimes the invoice comes due. Mm-hmm. Minnesota needs to stink for a while. Yeah. So here we are.
Won't break my heart. 0874, you are the winner of the $50 to Grotta Bar and Lounge. Shohei Ohtani, 55 home runs on the year, breaking his own Dodgers record from last year.
Double nickels, baby.
55 for Shohei and $50 to Grotta for 0874. We'll go to break, more old school, diving into college football and the NFL after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DC politicians want to enact harmful credit card mandates that could take away your cash back and rewards points. Perks that stretch your budget and make life a little easier. Losing these benefits means less money for your family's everyday essentials like gas and groceries. The perks you rely on could disappear, leaving you with higher costs and fewer options. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.